when I did arrive and when I was surveying the scenes, my jaw did drop because I could see the local folk, people in their regular clothes, people in holiday clothes, doing extraordinary things, blinded by adrenaline, blinded by love, but they were in there wrenching out metal and rebar and concrete and golly knows what with their bare hands. I salute them, but I was terrified for them. I was terrified for their safety. It was probably one of the most dangerous situations that I've been in because of the multiple different risks we've already discussed. And I had a huge anxiety, I must confess, not just for the 10 folk that we were looking for, and not just for the people that we rescued, but also for the 100 or 200 people, the civilians, who unprotected except from pieces of cotton, shirts and trousers and boots and tennis shoes, were in there trying to rescue people.